When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike.
What you got?
Do you still want Saquon and the Eagles to go for Eric Dickerson's rushing record, or is it time to scale it back? Now, he did frame it in a way.
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Hold on. There was no altering with the Twitter question.
What do you think the response is?
Well, I imagine based on that question, I would say they probably, you know what, I'm still going. This fan base wants to see Saquon get that rushing record, and they certainly want to see him get to 2,000 yards.
So what do you think? What do you think the number
Slight
is?
Favor, 58%.
50-50.
50-50, okay. 50.
Now, the crazy thing is, even framed that way,
right?
People are like, half the people are like, nah, go for it.
I got to be honest with you. I run into a lot of people, and when talking about the Eagles, they understand, first of all, there's so many different like branches you can talk about with this team as far as what has you excited. Young players, AJ, offensive line, all of that. But Saquon is the number one thing people want to talk about.
Always.
And how happy they are that he's here as an Eagle, the season that he's having. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say I'm speaking for the fans when I say no one wants to see him do this at the expense of the team's overall success. We obviously want this team to get to the Super Bowl. I do understand the thought process of wanting to sort of at least preserve him and give him a little bit of a break if you can. But there's something about this dude getting rewarded for choosing us to come here after the way it ended in New York and for him to, at a minimum, beat a rushing champion this year. I hear this dude last night talking about give up the rushing title, give up 2,000.
Well, by rushing title, I meant the Eric Dickerson thing. I'm fine if he wins. He's probably going to do
that. Okay, I see what you're saying now. Okay, so you meant the record.
Yeah, I meant the record.
Okay.
Yes.
He was saying rushing title. I almost rolled off the bridge on the way home.
Donovan Chestnut.
But we want him to have these things as a reward for him. And he can't come out and say he wants it because he would come out as being selfish.
And I don't think he is selfish. I think there's a part of him who wants it.
He's a competitor. And what's wrong with wanting to be, a part of the 2,000-yard rushing club, right? It's running backs only get a small window. So they don't get to compile numbers like receivers and quarterbacks for 15 to 20 years trying to make a Hall of Fame case. So having that window of a 6, 7, 8-year career where you're arguably the best, that puts you on that Hall of Fame doorstep, at least puts you in that consideration. And now he's in a chance where he can do some things and add to his resume that individually it'll make his career more fulfilling. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think, Jack, I don't need to speak for you that you're here. I'll speak for me. I got a little shook seeing him in the tent.
Sure.
And then on the sideline stretching it out, and then not coming back into the game.
Yes.
And the whole season was flashing before my eyes.
Yes.
And I think about this. I think two things. One, I want him to have the record, too. I mean, for him, I would prefer, I'm on the save Saquon side. It would be nice if he got it for him.
In a perfect world, he gets both.
Yes.
And we get the one save.
I think on some level, he's already made his point. I think the point has been made with Saquon that he is greater than he ever got credit for with the Giants. I also think if he were to get hurt, unfortunately, it would bring back some of the bad things that were said about Saquon. Not bad in that he's injury prone, that they shouldn't assign him at this age, and so on and so forth. So,
well, if he gets hurt within the first 10 carries?
That's a good point, and he could. He absolutely could.
There's no doubt.
And he has to, you would think, he has to be feeling the grind of the workload that he has had over the last 10
weeks.
I don't think
it's the workload that kills these guys. It's the pounding. Pause. Taking everybody to pound town, baby. You know what I mean? That's what it is. And when you're a bruiser, you may feel that. I mean, that hit Saquon got Sunday from Minka Fitzpatrick, that was the hardest hit he took all year.
Yeah, that was a tough hit.
But I'm saying,
like, yeah, that was it.
But he's not taking shots this year. He's not taking these type of tackles where you're saying, man, it's going to be tough to get him through this season. He got shook up, and I understand everybody getting scared. I got scared too. I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on with him? Is he coming back in the game or not? I get that, but he's fine. And the fact that he came back in let me know that he was fine. If there was something going on, there's no way the Eagles bring him back in the football game. There's no way that happens.
You don't think they get a little panic that they can't win without him? I feel a little bit of security blanket stuff with Saquon Barkley.
Why? Is that that's not a problem, is it?
Well, a little bit.
He's your best player.
I know,
on
it just felt weird with him missing so much time in the game and then coming back and running it as much as he did.
They didn't rush him back in, so they gave him plenty of time to get collected over there.
Loosen up. Whatever
that was bothering him, that could simmer down a little bit. We went with game where he did some nice things, and he's still able to get Saquon his touches.
All right, 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, how's it going?
What up, Ed?
What up, Ed?
So here's the thing, and I know it's, I'll say, revisionist history, but, you know, my ideal scenario was, like, I would have liked to have seen Saquon get the record in 16 games because, one, it kind of verifies the legitimacy of the record considering Dickerson did it the same amount. But then you go back, say, well, Dickerson beat, what, Simpson, who did it in 14, who beat Brown, did it in 12. So, like, I get, like, you know, and there's going to be 18 games soon, but, it just doesn't seem like it's worth the risk at this point.
The record you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're going out of their way to do it. And that's the thing, that's why I'm okay with it. I've sat here and watched this team win 9 straight football games before last week when all the passing game reemerged. I watched him win 9 straight football games with this guy being the leading guy. He got into the MVP race and on pace to break this rushing record by just doing what naturally came to them, which was handing the ball off. There was no point in any of those games where you felt like, oh, they're giving the ball to Saquon too much. The Eagles are trying to go for a record here. They're trying to get Saquon the MVP. Like, there's no point anybody could say they felt that way with the Eagles. This is what they were doing because this is what they needed to do in order to win football games. And I'm happy the passing game showed some life yesterday. But the moment it doesn't show life, you're going to be saying, give Saquon the ball.
Well, you know, a way that...
The moment we struggle throwing the football, everybody's going to be on Twitter like, just run the damn ball. It ain't running with Kenny Gainwell.
I can say this. One way that they can save him is, I will keep going back to the beginning of that game. Mm-hmm. Not the second half of the game. I did think Jalen did a good job on Sunday. I do think he reverted a little bit as the game went on. But early in that game, when he was throwing the ball on time early, if they can put points on the board earlier, I do think they can be in a better position to be up in these games and maybe save him naturally. Yeah. So I know... We're in this thing where I don't want them, I truly don't want them to throw any more than they've scheduled to throw. I just want them to throw when they've scheduled it to throw.
Yeah.
And early in the game, it isn't, you remember I asked Jordan yesterday, hey, what was the difference early in the game, you guys being able to score? It was because they were successful throwing the ball. I mean, that was why they were able to score twice in the first quarter.
Sure. Well, what happens if that doesn't click?
Well, Kenny G.
Come on, man.
Hey, Ed.
I want people to realize this. And to not get confused, Ed, we're trying to get the number one seed to host the NFC Championship game here to go to the Super Bowl. You can save Saquon all you want to, and we can be on the road in Detroit for the NFC title game or Minnesota for the NFC title game. And while we all feel confident today, this ain't Championship Sunday. And Championship Sunday, from somebody who's been in it four times, it feels a whole hell of a lot different than football in November and December. So when you go on that road to a team's building and you're trying to win on Championship Sunday, it doesn't necessarily turn out the way you want it to. And can you imagine how we would feel saying we wanted to preserve Saquon and we didn't get the number one seed that we're going home?
Well, that would be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed, you want to give us your favorite movie franchise?
I had a legitimate John Ritchie and Tyrese Maxey moment in the third movie of this franchise, Toy Story.
Toy Story.
That's a good one.
It is a big one. Yeah. It is a big one. Toy Story. Now, I only seen
the first one.
Yeah, me too.
I only seen the first one.
Thank you, Ed. Jack?
But I will say, that was kind of when, like, the animated movies, cartoons, were taking off.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal.
I'm a Toy Story guy.
Yeah, you're a Toy Story guy?
Yeah. I don't know if I saw three. The first two are really good.
I think the third one was supposed to be maybe the best of the three.
Well, Seltzer always, whenever they do this in the morning show, everyone starts crying, it seems like, talking about Toy Story 3 because he loves it so much.
Right.
So maybe
but why are they crying?
Because they're so emotional.
It's a sad scene in there.
No, it's just they're so emotional about movies in the morning show. You know what I mean? Where it's like, you didn't see Casablanca?
Yeah.
You know? And like, Toy Story 3, I think, is legit.
Casablanca? What does he know about Casablanca?
No one does. All they do is reference the 80s movies.
Well, DeCamera. DeCameron knows about it. And Casablanca did not come out in the 80s.
No, it's the 50s.
A 60s,
right. 50s. Black and white movie.
Yeah. All right. 215-592.
Do I even know who Humphrey Bogart is in it, right?
Yeah, it's Frankly, My Dear, I Don't Give a Damn. Yeah. That's
like,
Casablanca.
I'm trying to think of who the
Rosebud is Casablanca.
Starlet was.
Yeah, I don't know.
That wasn't a famous woman?
It probably was.
Oh, you never seen it either.
Nah. I'm not a big old movies guy.
Not a black and white movies guy.
Nah.
Some of them are good.
And I'm not an animated movies guy because I'm not a little kid. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson here on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What up, Ken?
We know you're not an old movie guy, Spike, when you didn't know who George Bailey was from It's a Wonderful Life.
None of us
only
did.
On every Christmas.
I know the movie, but I didn't know the actor. Yeah. I don't know how you can't know the movie.
I think I've seen the play. I've never seen the movie, but I definitely saw the play, but I never saw the movie.
He's a loser.
I'm a loser.
I didn't say that.
Okay. I get that.
More people for me to argue with Howard, but I didn't say that.
Yeah, all right.
Look, unless they're going to have a parade down Broad Street for the rushing record, the only thing that really matters is, you know, having a parade down Broad Street with a Lombardi trophy. So I honestly feel like if he's within 130 yards of the rushing record in week 18 in the last game of the season against the Giants, and, you know, there's nothing for them to play for in that game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
That he shouldn't even dress. And, you know, what I love, the visceral satisfaction of him breaking the rushing record against your favorite guys up there in New York, absolutely. But it's not worth it. I mean, you know, to see him come off the field and to see him standing over there on sidelines for basically the entire first half, to see that hit that he took from Minka Fitzpatrick on the side of his knee, which, by the way, is not the first time Minka Fitzpatrick has done that. I'm like, yeah, that's enough. I mean, we need to keep him on ice until we need him for real games. So, yeah. The rushing record would be nice, but only if it's a cherry on top to a parade down Broad Street with a Lombardi Trophy.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that thing is 50 yards or less. We're going for it. Final game of the season.
You're still on that?
Yeah. Why? If I'm that close to it, why wouldn't I go for it?
Oh, if the game doesn't mean anything?
Even if the game doesn't mean anything.
Oh. God bless you. You are consistent.
I'm just not operating in fear, Ken. I understand all of that. I understand all of that. I am not operating in fear. I'm not manifesting something because I'm afraid of it. I'm not.
You play
well, no, it is fear because he can get injured at any point.
Well, then why do they ever sit, guys? Why don't they play every minute of every preseason game?
No, I mean, you're not listening to me, Ian, because you're not trying to break a rushing record in the preseason. You're not trying to break a rushing record. So 130 yards, okay, that might be a little far out there. You don't do it if it's 130 yards. I just said, I gave you a number. I gave you 50. I would feel comfortable. I would feel comfortable with that. I'm good with it.
But Ike,
yes.
The only way you could feel comfortable with that is if all the offensive linemen.
Of course. They would want to be out. It's part of their record too, Ken. Of course. They're going to want to be out there with him.
Right, but if prudence dictates that they don't play, you're not going to put them in there.
They probably won't. I'm just telling you what I would do and what I would want to do.
I also suspect that if they asked Saquon, Saquon would probably say what he said to our special head coach on the sideline.
Yeah, but if you put truth serum in Saquon, I bet you he would tell you something else.
Yeah, I think if you gave a lot of guys truth serum, they'd say a lot of things.
Well, exactly. So, yeah, so I'm just saying he's going to say, yeah, I don't want to do it. Of course he's going to say that. Yeah, we all understand that. I'm just telling you, from a competitor standpoint, and that being said, these guys aren't thinking, don't put me out there because I don't want to get injured.
And as long as the games are meaningful, I give the ball to Saquon 40 times a game if I have to in order to
okay.
get what you're after. But
okay.
If the game isn't meaningful, if that last game of the season doesn't mean anything, and that's the only thing standing between him and a rushing record, I just think it would be imprudent to do that.
Let me ask you this, Ken. One more question on this, because you have, and I don't want to mischaracterize what you said, but it is what some people have said about the passing game. It's what Elliott said. They can pass when they need to, whatever.
Yes.
So wouldn't you qualify that the importance of Saquon Barkley, his health in the playoffs, mean that right now for the next three games, wouldn't you qualify that as we need to?
I'm going to say what our head coach says every week. We need to do whatever we need to do to win that game. So if to win that game we need to throw the ball more, then yeah, we need to throw the ball more. If to win that game Saquon has to carry it 40 times, then Saquon better have his Wheaties because he's going to carry it 40 times. It's whatever it takes to win that game. But as soon as winning that game doesn't mean anything, especially if we're not going to be the one seed, which, you know, I know that there's a chance, but I just don't see it happen. I don't see the Vikings losing again and the Lions losing
again. Well, we don't see a lot of things, Ken, until it actually happens.
So, you know,
and then we say, well, I don't expect them to lose.
So if they're locked into the two seed and they can't be the one seed come week 18,
okay,
then that means they don't have a bye in first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take advantage of that week to get these guys the week off because they haven't had a week off since October.
Yeah, okay. we'll see whatever's that situation.
So then what do you do if they need the game and they still wind up being the two seed?
If that's what happens, that would happen. If they need the game, you got to play the game.
Okay.
It's simple as that.
Ken, next question today based on Steven Spielberg's birthday. Give us your favorite movie franchise. Are you going to pick one from the 40s?
From the 40s?
Yeah.
No, I'm not that old. But okay. this one's a slam dunk for me.
Okay.
James Bond 007.
That's an enormous one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Especially as a franchise that, thank you for the call, Ken, who has withstood like the lead character changing multiple times,
yeah,
has evolved with the times, still feels like kind of cool, 007 does.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Yeah, he's cooked.
You think so?
Yeah. It's...
I told you, I've been out ever since. My last one was Pierce Brosnan.
Brosnan.
That was my first
that's
one.
What I said.
Oh, yeah.
With Halle Berry.
Yeah, that was he was the one they made the video game out of, mm-hmm. right? Yep.
Now, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, just for clarity's sake, was Gone with the Wind.
Okay. Oh, somebody certainly cleared that up.
Got a lot of messages.
But Rosebud.
Well, maybe somebody knows. Yeah, you see neither one of us. I don't know.
Just kept rolling.
Whatever. What are you going to do? 215-592-9494. We're not that cute. We care that much about accuracy.
Exactly.
Rocco from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Rocco?
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
What up, Rocco?
Oh, man, I just got this call prepared for all the haters out there. Sirianni should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year.
For sure.
Howie Roseman should be GM of the Year.
For sure.
For all those haters out there, like Mad Mike. Oh, man, do I hate that guy.
He's winning. If you're bringing him up, I got to tell you, Rocco, just as a little tip here, if you're bringing him up without us even talking about him, he's in your head.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see somebody punch him until a gerbil falls out.
Wow.
Well, all right.
I got that off my chest.
Yeah.
Listen.
Wow.
The people didn't hear that.
They didn't hear it? Oh, man.
Sorry. The streaming people did. Yeah, don't worry.
But anyway, the reason why I bring Sirianni into that conversation is that, just the week they led up to the game, the impact that the game had, they completely destroyed the Steelers. We know that. But the situation that occurred with the Carter after his penalty and Sirianni and him hugging during the game at some point after that just tells you that Sirianni, he knows his team. He knows his players. He knows when to push buttons. He knows when to get the best out of them. And it's obviously these guys would love playing for him. So that, after what we went through last year and the beginning of this year, he's got to be considered in that conversation. Where Howie Roseman, he targeted the defense. His drafts were focused on the defense. And we have the number one defense in the league. Now, Vic Fangio has a lot to do with that. I understand. But you have to have the players in place for Fangio to look well and to look good.
That's true.
So, listen, this is a special year. You know, Minnesota and Detroit play each other again for one more time.
So yes, I think we're aware of
that. Factor. Yeah, that's the determining factor, who's going to get the number one seed. So for that week, we're Viking fans. Every week, we're Eagles fans.
Yeah, I need Minnesota to lose this week.
Who do they play this week? Anybody good?
Seattle, I think.
Okay, they could lose that.
Yeah, they could lose that game. I think it's in Seattle.
Yeah, they could definitely lose that game then.
And then Minnesota.
I agree with Ike. You have a baseline of yardage for Saquon to go for the record or not. And based on the premise of what the other scenarios are, do you play him the last game of the season to go for the record? You know, everything is compatible and everything is comparable, and you make those decisions based on the environment at that time. So, Ike, you and I are on the same page. Great minds think alike.
I like it. I like it. Because, you know, well, go ahead and give us your franchise.
Yeah, give us your favorite movie franchise.
It's not my favorite movie, but it's got to be the top franchise. It's got to be Star Wars.
That's
the one I was going to go with. I changed my mind. I got a couple other ones I was going to. There's some other good ones, too.
I mean, now, the only Star Wars I've seen are the real first three. So Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
All the ones I count.
Well, the only other one, I saw the Jar Jar Binks, Phantom Menace, I saw. But I haven't seen any of these other ones, or the TV shows, or any.
Not The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Baby Yoda?
Nah, that's got to be a seltzer show, right?
Mandalorian. Oh, for sure. Yeah. They talk about how it's actually just as good as the old Star Wars. Now, I never see the old ones. I've only seen the new ones.
Dude, the first three is what? Those are Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
See, I boycotted it because it drove me nuts that it started after the,
right,
you know, they started the fourth movie.
Wait, what?
He's saying that they
that the first one came before the yes. Star Wars. So you boycotted it?
Well, because it just didn't make sense to me. I thought it was dumb, you know.
This is the first time you've ever seen of a prequel before.
Yes.
Yeah, they weren't really prequels to me. It seemed like they started the story in the middle, and I didn't like that.
Well, every story starts in the middle.
Well,
I mean, really, every movie you
Does
see...
Does every story start in the middle?
Well, every movie you see, theoretically, those people existed before what you're seeing
okay.
in the movie.
Yes, got you.
You can always do a prequel to anything.
Yeah, but didn't they start with the Star Wars 4?
Just watch Star Wars, you child! Just watch Star Wars.
Oh, Mister, I'm not a dork.
Stop watching Lord of the Rings. I watched it when I was a little kid.
Yeah, we're talking about when we were kids.
Stop watching Lord of the Rings and watch Star Wars man.
Well, Lord of the Rings came out when I was in fourth grade, so that's when I was a kid, too.
You playing Dungeons & Dragons, too?
No, because I was a college athlete. I was a man.
Right. I'm going to get to a lot of movies over the next week or so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to get right on it.
Well, I'm just saying, I got more time off.
I have to watch True Romance now.
True Romance.
Yeah. That's in the file. I'm watching True Romance.
And you too, Fritz.
No.
Come on, grow up.
Busy.
All right.
I'm busy.
So, guys, up next, I have another thing that makes me nervous.
Okay. My goodness, man. You guys.
So I'll
go to bed nervous.
Yes.
You wake up nervous.
Yes. That's my whole life. Yeah. That's why my whole beard is
goodness
gray.
Gracious. It's happening.
So, well, the nervous thing, too. Also, do you want to save Saquon? Cut back on the carry. Stop worrying about the record. Maybe a little more Kenny G. Maybe a little more Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, has all your favorite bets from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. Now, it doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped off, you can pick up a W whenever. And now's the perfect time to get in on the action, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.